We're on Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Omer Rav Elazar. Oral Shehizo Hazosuk Sheva. Midei Dehavi Atvul Yom. Okay, an oral who sprinkled the ashes and water of the Poraduma on somebody Tomei. So his hazah is okay, even though he's an oral, he's kosher to be mazeh. And we learned that from a tvul yom. A tvul yom is somebody who became tomei with the sheretz. That's one example. He's a tomei sheretz. He's tomei for that day. He has to go to the mikveh during the day, and then after he goes to the mikveh, he's still not tahor completely. He's called a tvul yom. He has to wait till the sun sets, really till Tzeis HaKochavim, and then he can eat truma. A tvul yom is also the truma, and that's the first Mishnah in Brachas. Neimosai, Kornish Shema Ba'arvim, Mishosha Kohanim, Ochlin B'trumoson, they tovel in the daytime, they wait till night. Once it's night, they can eat truma. That's when you can say Kriya Shema. Okay. So that's called a tvul yom. A tvul yom is kosher also to be mazeh Paradum. In fact, most of the inyan of the paradum was done with tvul yom, in order to the tzedukim held that tvul yom is possible for paraduma. So they bedafku matame the kohen who did the paraduma lahotzim even shol tzedukim to show that he's kosher. Sha'afal pi she'asa betruma, even though a tvul yom is also betruma, can't eat truma till after harif shemesh. Because man is a tvul yom, in other words, he went to the mikveh, but it hasn't yet become night. So that portion of the day after he goes to the mikveh till nighttime, he's called a tvul yom. He's also betruma, so still kosher bapara. Still, he's kosher to be mazeh para duma, right? So too an oral, even though he's also ti truma, but he's kosher lahazos para duma. So Mora says, let's see Rashi first. Tvul yom also betruma, lekamen b'hai pirka kroy darshina. Later on, we'll learn how we know what tvul yom is also betruma from psukim. Umutul hazor lahazos al tomei meis. A tvul yom can be mazeh on a tomei meis, the paraduma, and make him tar. Kida omer lekamen b'shmaisin limud al tvul yom shikosher b'par. Okay. So Mara says no. How can you learn it from a tvul yom? Mal tvul yom shikay mutul b'maisin. A tvul yom is mutter to eat maisa, right? Came mutter maisa, but in oral, according to Rameir, who says maisa is mamon gavoa, the chora a what's it called a oral is also a maisa. Mora says atu anan bachiva coming. What's about eating? It's all about touching, right? And I'm a negia kamrina. Ma tvul yom she'osu b'negia de truma. A tvul yom can't touch truma, because what's it called? He makes a tummy, makes it possible, right? A tvul yom can't touch truma. Still, he's mutter b'para. Oral she'mutter b'negia, but oral's allowed to touch truma. He's not allowed to eat it. He's allowed to touch it. Ain't no din shemutter b'para. So an oral was allowed to touch truma, right? It's not metame any truma. He's not tame. So what's it called? Surely he can be mazeh by para. Tanya nami hachir. Bryson says the same thing. Oral shehiza azosok sheira umaisa hoya the shiru chachon azosok umaisa shehoya that was a tvul yom who was mazeh, an oral that was mazeh, and they were machshir his hazor. Rashi. Anan bachila kamrinan bitmiyon. V'chi anan bachila de paraduma kamarbim. We're not talking about eating the paraduma. We're talking about touching the water and sprinkling it. So everything we're talking about now is touching. The tifro tomer baro she'asur bachilas meiser v'ticha chasur b'para v'negia bi'alma kesharin leiv. We're not talking about eating. We're talking about touching. So an oral can touch the afer of the paraduma and sprinkle it, just like a tvul yom can touch it, right? And don't tell me that a tvul yom is what's it called is mutter b'maiser, But in oral is not. We're talking about eating. And a tvul yom is mutter to eat meiser, what's it called? And oral is also to eat meiser. But both an oral and a tvul yom can touch meiser. Ubenegia lekalach shuye tomer ba'oral sha'aser benegias meiser. So afilu benegias kachim mutter. What's it called? An oral is allowed to touch anything. He's not a tomei, an oral. The truma the boy harif shemesh. Here we're talking about negia, touching the what's it called, not eating anything. So all of the limudim go on touching. So a just like an oral is allowed to touch meiser, and he's also allowed to touch anything, right? But he's still usher to what's it called. To eat truma, so a tvul yom who is aser betruma, not allowed to touch truma. An aral is mutter betruma. An aral is right. Even though a tvul yom is aser to touch truma, still he's kashim apara. So an aral who is what's it called the mutter to touch truma, surely should be kashim apara. Okay. Mutter bas other part oral shemutter. Okay, supervisor. Meisle, tumtum shekidesh, kedusha posel. A tumtum, okay, who was mekadesh means that he was mekadesh the afer with the water. That's called kiddush. There's a few different things you do by the paraduma. One is you burn it, you shecht it, you burn it. Sprinkle its blood, all of that's done with a kohen. Then, v'osaf ish tohar, it says, then somebody gathers the afer after it's burned, and then you put the afer onto the water, right? That's called kiddush. That's what's it called, the bimakadish. And then you take the water and the afer that are mixed, and you sprinkle it on somebody's tummy. That's called, what's it called, hazah. So kiddush, tumtum shekiddush, kiddusho pasul. A tumtum who put the water and the afer together, it's pasul. Mitnei shu sofik oral. But oral pasul the kaddish, because he's a sofik oral, a tumtum. We don't know. Maybe he's a zocher. If he's a zocher, he doesn't have a bris. Maybe he's in a caper. We don't know. But he's a sofik oral. The mele, what's it called? An oral can't be in a kaddish. And an oral pasul the kaddish. Vanzriganish shekiddush, kiddusho kasher. An androgynous who has a bris, but he has also, he's both a male and a female, right? He was Makadesh, it's kosher. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Yehuda Omer, af androgynous, shekidesh, kedusha psulim, nesha sofik isha. The isha psulim Makadesh. Yehuda holds that an isha can't mix the afer together with the water. We'll see in 1 second where they learn it from. And the Tanakhama holds an isha can. So an androgynous, the worst it is he's a woman. If he's a man, it's talking where he had a bris. So he's man, woman, right? The woman part doesn't passel him, and the man part doesn't passel him because he has a bris. A tumtum, though, we don't know if he's a zocher or a keva. And if he's a zocher, he doesn't have a bris. So he's a suffic aro. And an aro can't be makadish. So the machlokas, everybody holds an aro can't be makadish, the water. But a machlokas is by an androgynous. Tanakama holds an androgynous who has a bris, could, what's it called, be, mazah. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, since a woman can't make hazah, can't make kiddush, so an androgynous can't either. Ketani miha, however the Brisa says, oral, the sofik oral, pasul makadish. An oral and a sofik oral can't make the kiddush. Right? So Mer says, no, Amar of Yosef, hai tana, tana de Rabbi Akiva. In a Ketani, this Brisa holds that just like he can't make kiddush, he can't mix the water together, he can't be mazah either. It goes together. Whoever can be Makadish, the water can be Mazah. If you can't be Makadish, you can't be Mazah either. So this price it goes like Rabbi Akiva. The Marbele Oral Katomics. Rabbi Akiva holds an oral is like a Tame. And therefore, just like a Tame can't be Makadish, an oral can't either. The Tanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ish Ish Lurabo Sa'oral. Rabbi Akiva learns from Ish Ish, right? Ashir Yetame, the sex says double, ish comes to include an oral, and an oral is included under the umbrella of a tame. Not that he's tame for everything, but legabe things, certain things that a tame is possible for, he's also possible. Not that he's metame like. Okay. Mar says Omar Rava have a yasiv nekamedur of Yosef. Let's see Rashi till here. Shekidesh she'irev efer b'mayim. Kidesh over here means that he mixed the efer of the paraduma together with the mayim chayim. Androgynous mohul. It's talking about an androgynous who has a bris on his male side, but he also has a female side. Shekidesh kedushav kosher. Shafilu ishik sheir lekadesh rabbanon. According to the Tanakhama, even a woman can mix the efer and the water. Lekaman yafina mitamayim. The Gemara is going to learn later how we know, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a woman can't, and why, according to the Kama, a woman can. Rabbi Akiva Beresh Pirkin. Rabbi Akiva, in the beginning of the Perek, learned an oral from Tomei. Ish, ish. Right? Ish, ish, mizera aron. Midarabi la oral gabi tmeim. Since it includes an oral in the parish of tmeim, shmami no dechi hadodi ninu. That the gabi things that a Tomei is possible for, an oral is also possible for. It doesn't tell me that an oral is Tomei mamish. Right, ba'afilu negiyah the truma aser, and therefore an oral is also aser to touch truma. He doesn't make it tamei, but he's aser to touch truma too, and therefore since he's aser to touch truma, he's also aser to what's it called to be makadish the water. So Mara says, Rava Omar Rava, have a yasiv nekameder of Yosef. I was sitting in front of Yosef, and he said over this word, right, that Rabbi Akiva holds that an oral has all the dinim of a tamei, and he's not allowed to touch truma. And therefore he can't be Makadish Efer Para either, and he can't be Mazda either. So that's Rabbi Akiva. But everybody else holds he could. V'kashili, lo v'shtamik tana v'lishnei ha'oro v'atomei, we don't find any tana anywhere that lists together oral and tamei together in a list. V'leimu Rabbi Akiva. And then we would say, oh, that's Rabbi Akiva. Right? If Rabbi Akiva taka held that oral and tamei are always equated, we should have a lot of brises, or at least one, that says oral and tamei together, and we say, oh, that brise is Rabbi Akiva. Mura says, hello, I'll show you one that's like that. V'haktani ha'oral v'hatamei k'turim in ariyah. An oral and a tamei are pater from riyas panim, like Yeirua kol zechur chasnei Hashem lukecha, and sholosh regalim. Okay, chagiga. So the chor, you see that just like a tamei can't go in, an oral can't go in either. And so oral and tamei are equated. Mar says no. Hashem mishum de moyis. They're over there. It's not because of what's it called. An oral is like a tamei. It's because both a tamei and an oral are miusim. It's a mius for him to go into the azara that the Rabban Shem should see him and he should see the Rabban Shem. He's an oral. It's a mius a thing, but it's not because his mom is like a tamei. So that's a different reason. So that price doesn't count to Rashi. Lo v'shtamet in isha to Rabbi Akiva l'chol milei orek otamei. If, like you say, Rabbi Yosef, that every an oral and a tamei are equated, whenever an tamei is possible, an oral is possible. Mashvilei lo v'shtamet tana bi'amud the listening linyin magat tumas ha'oral v'atamei ki adode. We shouldn't find any brisa that equates them. The name of Rabbi Akiva, and we would then say that brisa is Rabbi Akiva, that tamei and oral have the same din. Midlo Ashkechon Hachi, and since we don't find such a brisa, Hacha Mishum Chumra De Parahi, Avelin Magat Truma Oral Mutter. Right over here, this brisa holds that an oral can't be Maza or Makadish, but that's a Chumra in Parah. But to say that he's Mamish like a Tommy and he can't touch Truma, how do you know such a thing? There's no such shita. Even Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold that. Demoyus liros be'azora. It's mius for a person like that. A tamei can't go into the azora, and it's mius for an oral to go in, not because he's like a tamei. Stop. Okay. Now the Gemara says va'azdu l'tamai. The Tanakama and the Rabbi Yehuda go according to their reasoning in another place. The Tanya, this price. Hakol k'sherim l'kadosh. Everybody's kosher to mix the afer with the water. Chutz mecherishot to the cotton, because it says ish, right? The osaf ish tohar, ish it says, right? Except for a cherish, but a man, woman, they're all kosher to do it. Rav Yehuda machshir be cotton uposel be ish. Rav Yehuda says just the opposite. Cotton is mutter to mix the afer, but not a woman. androgynous also, because she's also a part woman. My time at the Rabbanan. Why did the Rabbanan hold that everybody's kosher, even a woman, but not a cheresh of the cotton? Dechshi v'lachu latamei may offer shreifa sachatas. It says now v'lachu latamei may afar shreifa sachatas. That it says first, it says v'asaf ish tahar, right? Once somebody goes and gathers it, and then v'lachu latamei. So it's going back on the right hanach the pasli ba'asifa psulim b'kiddush hanach the ksherim ba'asifa ksherim b'kiddush. Whoever is possible to gather the afer is possible to mix it with the water, but whoever is kosher to gather the afer is kosher. And by the afer it says v'asaf ish tahar, so it has to be an ish, not a cotton, but a woman is okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omar l'cha in kein nemakrov alokach. If it's coming to equate the osaf and the lokach, it should have said the osaf and the lokach on one singular, right? My velokhu. Why does it say the osaf the lokhu in the plural? Okay, tafilu hanach tetsulim hasam kshirim hacha. That even over there, even some of the individuals that are possible over there are kosher over here. The lokhu, here's more people could do it. Over there, only these individuals could. Over here, more individuals can be Makadish. Even though it's possible to gather the afer, it's mutter to mix it. Gemara says, Ihachi Ishanami. Right, if that's the case, then another, and therefore, over there, a cotton is possible, because it says Ishtar. And here, a cotton is kosher. So Gemara says, that's the case, and do say same thing by Isha. And Isha should also be kosher. Isha nami, the nosan, velo the nosna. It says the nosan, not the nosna. And the Tosa says it's not because of the gender, because the whole Torah is written the Lashon Zachar. It's an extra pasuk. They didn't have to say the nosan, and it's an extra thing that comes to tell me only a Zachar. Rabbanan, whether Rabbanan do ikos of a lokach the nosan, if it said the lokach the nosan, havi amina shokil chad the yoid chad. Tosus learns the same person would have to do both things. Couldn't have two different people doing it. Okay? Kosav Rachmona v'lachu. Therefore, the Torah said, the way Rashi learns, we'll see, that it means, I think only one person can do it, but if two people did it together, it's no good. Kalashulan, two people can also do it. Tosus learns, I might think that the same person has to do it. The e kosav Rachmona v'lachu, v'nosnu, if it's said in the plural, v'lachu v'nosnu, havi amin, the shakli trei, the yavi trei. You need dafka, two people doing it. Because of Rachmana v'lochu v'nosan afilu shakli trevi oivchad. No, it doesn't make a difference. It could even be two people taking and one person mixing. That doesn't make a difference. It doesn't have to be the same person. It's good even if two people took and one person gave it, whatever. Rashi. And therefore, you don't darshan the fact that it says the lochu to tell me that more people are kosher, but you need the nosan and the lokach, right? To tell me these halachas, Rashi. The lachul atame, the lachul atame. No, we don't need it. The lachul atame, yeah. Vazul tamay, yeah, we need it. Vazul tamay, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanan, the fligul el bandriginis, go according to their reasoning somewhere else, whether Isha's kosher to mix the afer. Hakok sherim kolat tahorim sherim lekadosh mechatos afilu isha. Anybody who's tahor can mix the mechatos, even a woman. That's the Tanakhama. Aval aral atame lo rabbi, but an aral atame not. Okay, only a woman is okay. V'lochu latame boser asefas aparaksiv hanach avoda v'kiddush. After you gather the afer, then it says you mix it with the water. The ein avoda matzekes benosan. There's nothing in between. Once you gather the afer, you immediately put it on the water. Hanaf the psulim basifa psulim lekiddush. So we learn whoever was possible to gather the afer is possible to mix it with the water. V'hasam darshinan v'asaf ish v'lo cotton tahar v'hachshir es ha'isha. V'asaf ish, not a cotton, and tahar, anybody who's tahar, even a woman. So we're not mamayit from ish isha, only cotton. And the fact that it says tahar includes even a woman. The lekala midrash ipcha can't darshan the opposite. Ish velo isha darshan v'osaf ish, but not a woman. Tahar afilu katan. Why? Domer Perek Torah Bekalti Kol HaParsha Kula Mashma Molchim Yad Mashma Va'adkan Sugit Dishmaisa Hochi Iso Hosom. What's it called? Rashi says over there, the Gemara Taka Eslakasha, and the Gemara says, learns how the parasha goes. The parasha goes, first it says somebody is okay, then they're not okay, then another pasuk comes from Imarba, and if you can only learn the pasuk in such a way that it will be Mamayit a cotton and be Marba and Isha. Because the way the pasuk is set up, it's that's the way you have to darshan. So Rashi just hints the fact that in what's it called in Yuma, there the Gemara tells you why you have to darshan like this. But that's the drasha. The drasha is the osaf ish velo katan, tahar even in isha. In other words, first we're mamayit, then we're marba. Mor says im kein dahu asefa nokat legabi makadish lichtov lokach latomi ki heichi dekosav asefa vaosaf lashin yachid. Just like it says the osaf, it should have said velokach. Comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, since it says v'lokhu, it means to tell me that even somebody who couldn't gather the afer is kosher to mix it. Who's that? A what's it called? A cotton, right? Cotton. Afilo hanet b'psulim hoshen kagon cotton. The shokel chad apara afra v'yoyif chad mayim. I might think you have to have one person taking this and one person doing that. Or Tosa says, Avamina was. I might think the same person has to do both. Kamash Malan, no. You could even have two people taking and one person mixing, or two people mixing and one person taking. It's no pay the dafka, one or two, or more than one. That's how the Rabbanan learn. And Rabbi Yehuda learns, no, since it says the lachu and it says the osa, it comes to include some people who couldn't gather it. Our kosher, who our kosher? Okay. No, wait a second. No, the hiza. Just one more line. The hiza hator al atame, and then it says the hiza hator al atame, tahor michlaushu tame. Right, mashma tahor means that he's only tahor partially. Ha tahor. Right, he is tahor for certain things, but mashma that he's Tomei still for certain things. Who is that? Limit out Tvul Yom, Shikosha Mepara. A Tvul Yom is Tahar. He went to the mikveh, he's Tahar for certain things, but he's Tomei for certain things. He's still kosher to be Mazah. Rashi, HaTahar, Shetiharti Lechokan. HaTahar means he's Tahar here. Nichlau Shu Tomei Ledover Acher Kagon Tvul Yom, Shetomei Letruma. He's Tomei for Truma, but he's kosher over here. He's HaTahar. He's not Tahar completely. He's HaTahar. He's Tahar only for this specific thing. Rashi learns that if he really meant to tell me that anybody who's tamei is possible for hazos mechatos, then don't say anything, and I'll know that every kind of tamei is possible, because the Torah calls poros chatos. So just like a chatos, every tamei, even a tful yom, is osur and possible. So too here. The fact that the Torah had to say hatar means it's not all tameim that are no good. This is a specific case where somebody may be tamei for something else, but for this he's tahar. Elamai tahar, tahar koldu. He's even minimally tahar. Va'ashkar and tvul yom the mikri tahar. Tichshiva rachas mamayim v'tahir. Right, and even though there's another way of darshing the pasuk in brachas, the tahir means the day will be cleaned off. The sun will set. And the day will be cleaned off at Tahir, but it also goes on the Tvul Yom. The Tahir means he's called a Tahir.